The First Thanksgiving Day. Over 300 years ago, the ship Mayflower sailed into Massachusetts Bay. On board were the Pilgrims, who had come from England to make homes in the New World. They landed in the middle of the winter, and before spring, most of them died of hunger and cold. Now summer had passed, their crops had grown well, and there would be food for all. So they gathered to give thanks, that they were alive, and that there was food. Time: November 1621. Scene: a log house in Plymouth Colony. Persons: father and mother, Betty, Edward, Richard, their children, Aunt Ruth, Miles Standish, Priscilla Mullins, John Alden, Mary, Robert, orphans, Squanto, and other Indians. An iron pot hangs over an open fire. In it, a porridge is steaming. Betty and Edward sit on the fireplace seat. The mother spins, Aunt Ruth knits, and Mary sews. Mother: turn that largest log, Edward. We must have a bright fire for Father's return. Robert and Richard will soon be here, too. Betty: where are they, Mother? Mother: Father is at the town meeting. Richard and Robert are helping Isaac Allerton to build his house. Aunt Ruth, looking up from her knitting: hard work seems to agree with the lads. They are doing well, too. They have helped in the building of nearly every house in the village. They will be grown men before we know it. Mother: stir the porridge, Betty. Our builders will be hungry, and supper must not be late. Mary: you are always kind and thoughtful. I shall never forget your goodness to me since my dear father and mother died in the terrible days of the great sickness. She bows her head and weeps gently.